episode three. I mean, it's already week three upcoming. So it's pretty crazy because, I mean, it's just started, but it's already week three. And today, it's me and Steph because Maria is an adult who has plans. And I'm deeply offended by the fact that she chose plans
Over
over.
us.
Yes. Do you also find it offensive,
A
right?
little bit, yes.
I don't know. I don't know. She should be excluded from the
So
therapy.
busy.
Yes, punished for it. So maybe if you're listening to it, we are deeply offended. So yeah, bad girl, Mary. All right. So if, in my opinion, okay, it's my opinion. This week was less crazy than the last one, but still, yeah. Okay, some games, yeah, some games, yes, but like overall, it's not that bad. I mean.
No, but I like, I mean, some of the games this week were boring. Last week I felt like there were no boring games, but the difference between last week and this week was that a lot of underdogs won, and
Yeah.
yeah, there were a lot of weird shit happening already. So it's definitely been two very good weeks
Yeah. Week
so
one,
far.
nobody had any idea what they were doing. And week
Yeah.
two, they got the idea, but then they executed it wrong way. Just a bit. Yeah. Let's begin with Thursday, and it's all yours because Chiefs won over Chargers 24 or 27-24, and Justin Herbert got rib injury, which gonna be treated by the same doctor as Tyrod Taylor. Okay,
Which
thank you.
is okay, we can address that like right away because that's very problematic.
It's very
I didn't
problematic.
even know that they had the same doctor anymore. I thought he got fired. I mean, who keeps on a doctor that basically punctured your old QB's lungs and then like
It was a
still.
plan. It was a plan all along.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy about the fact that he did because it gave us Justin Herbert, and I don't think that he would have gotten the chance as fast as he actually got, and everyone would be able to see like how good of a quarterback he actually is. And
Yeah,
so
he.
for that, I'm very thankful, but please just don't do it again. Just take care of this one because we cannot afford to lose him.
Don't punch him.
Our backup has been a backup for way too long.
Yeah. Okay. As we were talking about it, it was a close game,
Yes.
actually. And it was fun because, like, previously, Kansas just had their way, right? Like, it was
Yeah.
4-4. And yeah, here it is. Chiefs down by
This,
three.
yeah. I mean, like I said to you guys when I had the time to think after watching the game.
Stephanie need a timeout.
Because I cannot tell you what I feel like right after the game. It needs to digest a bit when it's like this. Because like overall, I am happy
Yeah.
with the game, and I do recommend watching the game for someone who hasn't watched it because it is a very good game. Like there's a lot of things happening, and they play a very close game the whole time. And they managed to do a lot of good things. Finally, Mike Williams is stepping up because of
Your fantasy.
Keenan Allen's injury, unfortunately, though, but it's good for my fantasy. And also he was able to like show how good he is. And also Carter was stepped up, which is kind of fun because he was basically hired just to be on special teams.
Yeah.
And he's really like shown himself as a receiver to count on. And I feel like Chargers were actually the better team, like overall. I mean, I know I'm not subjective when I say that. But I do really feel that they were a better team than Chiefs. I felt like they were able to shut the Chiefs down. They were able to handle Mahomes. And yes, he got in like a couple of very amazing stuff, but not all the time. There were a lot of like three and outs as well. So the defense did a very good job at rushing Mahomes, and like a lot of things went right. And then obviously, Justin Herbert getting tackled and breaking his ribs in the second half of the game was not a good thing.
No.
And you could like clearly see that he was in pain. But I mean, the all credits to him for playing the game on and even having like a lot of long passes and like a touchdown pass even after his ribs, when you can just see how much pain he is in after he's thrown the ball, which yeah. I don't know if it was a good idea injury wise, but it, at least the result of the game ended up being closer because he was able to get that last touchdown.
I mean,
and yeah, so
like the throws were pretty, right? Yeah. Even though he had a rib injury.
Yeah. It I mean, was some of them were
high
really
quality
long.
Football.
Yeah. Which is very impressive. And then he wasn't the only one that got injured. And that was the biggest, I think the biggest thing that actually happened.
Yeah.
And the fact that made them lose
yeah.
was actually Corey Linsley getting hurt. Because really? they had to change their center mid-game.
And Corey and is a fucking good
Corey,
center.
Yeah, and Corey picks up everything. He is not just a good center, like snap-wise. He is also very trusting in the blocking game. And
I mean, Aaron Rodgers made him.
I know. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Yes, you're welcome.
And yeah, so we lost both him and another guard as well. So that, of course, will affect the game. Like when you lose two people on the line in one game, it's going to affect the way they can hold up and the way that's why someone went through and destroyed our QB's ribs. Yeah, but like the difference yeah. also between Chargers this year and last year is, like I said last time,
yeah,
the fact that they actually have a decent special team now. They have a kicker and a punter that they actually trust to do their job. And it also made yeah. them not going for it as much on fourth down. I mean, they still did and it was fun like the one or two times they did, but they don't have to do it now because they know that their kicker will be able to kick. So yeah, good,
I mean, yeah, the change
good in, game.
Yes, the change in special teams like makes a difference, seriously, because yeah. in this case you kind of trust whatever is gonna happen. And yeah, yeah, if you have a good punter, if you have a good kicker, you're yeah. set. And as we can see, good punters and good kickers are
very important
rarity these days.
Yeah,
and by the way, Rodrigo Blankenship is still without a job, so just
saying. Yeah, it's so sad. Yeah, and also the fact that Justin Herbert actually had 3 touchdowns and Mahomes only had 2, and the one touchdown that the Chiefs also had is a pick 6.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
but
without that, they wouldn't have won.
It wasn't per se Justin Herbert's fault about that pick 6, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't say, but look at the stats, like 33 out of 48 attempts given.
Yeah.
Ribs, right? 334 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not bad.
No.
Absolutely not bad. That's stats are good. And I mean, yeah, I understand why you are not mad at it because it's a good
no.
game. So I mean, if it would be like Jets, you would be mad. You would be mad. Speaking of which, one over Browns, 31-30. And Browns ate it.
Wow.
Last minute.
Yeah, because like I watched the highlights of every game. And like in the beginning, I was like, this game is so boring. It's just back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's like so close. And they score a touchdown. And they score a touchdown. And they score a touchdown. Like it was just, there was no big lead or anything. And then
and
bam.
Then 17 points in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Browns defense just plays 3 quarters. Nobody gonna prove me otherwise. They cannot play 4 quarters of football. They just cannot. It's impossible. 1 hour of football for them, it's too much. Because it's Jets, and I understand that Joe Flacco had his moments previously in his career, right? And,
yeah.
You know, Garrett Wilson, who can catch major balls. I mean, yeah, and especially if you pair him up with a cornerback who cannot do shit. Apparently, you have a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just don't know how you let Jets come from the deficit. And it was double-digit deficit.
It was 2 scores.
It was 2 scores. And then, okay, I understand. A lot of people on Twitter blamed Nick Chubb for scoring a touchdown. Because,
what?
Yeah, because if he didn't score a touchdown, then they would not have to turn the ball over. So Jets... not have a chance to score, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, can you blame the dude who, like,
no,
great job, amazing job on the ground for scoring three touchdowns, and the last touchdown just happens that your defense cannot do shit. It's not blame on an offensive player, on a running back.
Definitely not. And I mean, seriously though, because the Jets actually managed to do the one thing that no one or everyone tries to do and never manages to do, which is succeed at an onside kick.
Yes, because...
Which is like, that never happens.
Browns were 100% sure they're going to win the game. Yeah. And when you are 100% sure you're going to win this game, especially in the fourth quarter, you just like let shit happens and, you know, like happen. And what do you get? You get Jets comeback, major comeback, to win over you 31-30, like 1 point difference. And it's insane because I think the Browns just should go home and just think about their own behavior, because their behavior is trash. And especially because Browns offensively had a very good game. Probably like suddenly Jacoby Brissett was able to throw nice connection with Amari Cooper, great running game, and then defense like, yeah, why not? Please be my guest. Have 17 points in the last quarter. It was painful. It's a second Browns game and it is painful. Simply painful.
Yeah.
And I mean, I totally agree with many voices saying that, first of all, the defensive coordinator, Joe Woods, has to go. And it was a talk around Browns fans community for like 2 years, right? Like, it has to go because under him, defense just he just loses his ability to play call after the fourth quarter, right? In the fourth quarter. And right now, it's not only Joe Woods, because also voices who saying like Stefanski should go as well, because it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to do. It's not a game where you show that you're superior to the other. It's games that you barely survive, and it's fucking Jets for
it's
you.
That, yeah, I mean, that's the biggest point here as to why you should let someone go. You don't lose to Jets, and especially not when you're in a lead that should be a very... I mean, it should have won the game. It should have been easy, like, but they fucked up so bad.
They fucked up so bad. I have no reasonable explanations, because every time when I watch press conferences, every time like it's basic. We have to be better. It's unacceptable. Our team is young, bro. There are a lots of great young teams who manage, because apparently they have discipline, understanding, and they have good play calling. Because if you have a young team, you need to be very, very clear what you want from them. And here, the last touchdown the Jets had, secondary was everywhere, but not where the receiver was. Absolutely. They were like crossing each other. It was that bad. And if you just blame it because they're all young, it's not a kindergarten. It's like blaming players for what they cannot do because you're a bad coach. That's my point. And I think for Browns, it's going to be another season like they had previous season. Winning season, thanks God, right? And this season, it's not going to be a winning season. They're just going to lose. Even though Watson, God forbid, coming back. Unless he offends.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be their savior. He hasn't played in 1.5 years.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, bro needs to... I don't know what bro can do, but whatever. Yeah. Anyway, like, I cannot do the Browns. Like, seriously. Every time, even though I didn't watch the game, actual game, but I checked it a lot. And
The only thing they have in their favor right now is that they also have a decent kicker. It's like the only thing they have.
Yeah, let's do a kicker win the games for Browns, because that's all that is left, probably, in a way. This shit is ridiculous. And I thought that Stefanski gonna be a good coach. Apparently not. If he cannot, clean his own house, basically, if you think about Joe Woods, so if you don't have balls to say, okay, dude, you gotta go, because it's unacceptable and defense cannot be like that, then you're a bad coach, because you need to... I understand that bros before hoes, but it's also good. Like, it's also business, so sorry, bro. And I read actually a very nice article, and it was super funny. At the end of the game, where it was unclear who's gonna win, Panthers or Browns, so the owner and general manager Andrew Berry, they came out, like, they were going towards the field, and suddenly general manager decided that he cannot go there. He just turned around and just went back.
Wow.
Because at least he understands how dumb he was. I mean, I don't know how this man lives with himself on a daily basis. And probably he has a good therapist or priest or whatever. Somebody he needs help. Because no person in their clear mind can do that shit. I don't know, drugs involved, whatever. But there's a good news, very good news.
Yes.
It's Lions versus Commanders, and Lions won finally. And Lions finally won, even though they led 27 points in second half to Commanders.
Yeah,
I was literally very worried.
I was worried too there for a little while. I was like, because I mean, they completely held them down like the first half of the game, and it was like it looked like they were gonna destroy them. But then in like pure Lions fashion, we got so worried that they might lose, because it would have been so typical. That's what happens to them all the time. It looks like they're gonna pull it off, and then they just lose in the very last seconds. But they didn't this time, and it's fun
they
to
stood
see.
Up. I mean, the difference was pretty big, right? It's not two digits. It's 9 points.
No,
but it's good. It's one score. Yeah. But you know, you're holding on to your life, and I'm very happy that they did actually.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like, yeah, because two first quarters, Carson Wentz was a full disaster, like full blown.
He didn't do anything.
No,
he didn't manage to do anything.
If you look, of course, if you look at his beautiful statistics here, it's like 30 out of 46, 337 yards, 3 touchdowns. But it wasn't in the first half. The first half, nothing, absolutely.
No.
Zero. And what I think is the Lions like struck the gold with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, they did a great
job. Such a good receiver.
He knows what he's doing. And also now have two good running backs who can run, actually. Like, similar to the running backs of, you know, Cleveland Browns and Green Bay Packers. Oh, my God. Whatever. But I'm very happy. I would never.
Me too.
I would never ever have thought that I would say that I'm happy for the Detroit Lions, but here we are.
But we rooted for them all last season because they kept losing and they kept looking like a team that just were so close. And it's fun to see a team that's been so close to winning and never being able to pull it off actually do something and actually winning, and especially this early in the season.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like it gives you hope that not everything in this world is gonna go to the Detroit Lions will.
Yeah, and there was also like a fun thing that happened during this game with St. Brown and his brother.
Yeah,
they scored touchdowns in each of their games in like the same minute or something. I was watching Red Zone and they had back to back touchdowns. It was very fun. I mean, that's a good day for a family.
That's a good day for family. It's a good day for Papa.
Yep.
He's super talented. He was super underappreciated, but I think like they just got a sneak. Seriously, they sneaked a good receiver. Good for them. Jared Goff has a revival of his career, apparently, for Lions. So maybe they won't be drafting quarterback and new quarterback anytime in a couple of years, but we're gonna see it. Another game which was more like UFC fight, basically, I'd say. It's Buccaneers Saints, and for the three quarters, it was 3-0, 3-0, 3-3.
I mean, it was generally, I would say it was a very boring game. Like the actual game in itself with the scoring and stuff weren't that interesting.
Yeah.
The interesting part is, like, I think always Bucks Saints is a game that's very, there's a lot online kind of thing, because they're so close to each other, they're kind of rivals, and also the whole Brady throwing tablets yet again, which was the same game as last year.
I mean, he just loses it.
He just loses it, and it's so funny to see him be so mad that he throws his tablet, and it happening again against the same opponent as last year.
Dude needs to chill.
Yeah, a lot of people needed to chill though during this game. Like, you could you could kind of see that this is more than just a regular game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get Lattimore and Evans have their problem, but the whole thing was, in my opinion, the whole thing was started by Tom Brady, from what I've seen on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, so Brady started it, and then it just like went seriously left and downfall and whatever.
And also Fournette was a big part of this. There were a lot more people involved than just the two of them that got expelled from the game. But basically they were the two people that, I don't know, did the worst things. And it sucks because I have such shitty receivers, like on my fantasy team. Evans was the only one that was like counting on my receivers. And now I'm just like stuck looking for a backup. And there really isn't any backup that can give me any points. So I'm also personally mad at him.
Mad at him.
Yeah.
You have to behave.
Yeah.
You need to use your teacher voice. Just tell him off, you know.
Definitely.
Just like call him and tell him in very strong worded message about that. But yeah, I mean, he's now suspended for one game, right?
Yeah.
Because of his behavior.
Yeah.
And given that Chris Godwin is not 100%, whom's he gonna throw?
I don't know.
Bro. That's ridiculous. I don't know, shooting yourself in the foot, basically.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's stupid, and I don't know. Like, Tom Brady is losing it every time they play Saints, and it's just nothing went right. And at some point in time, I was pretty sure that the game is going to end in tie.
Yeah, because it was a very close game,
yeah,
like for a very long time. And also it was a very scoreless game.
Yeah.
It was just like none of the teams were able to do anything. And then everything happened after the two players got expelled from the game.
Yeah, because somebody decided, it's time. It's finally time.
But also we need to like discuss this a little bit, because in one of the games, Carl Nassib got a fumble recovery. And I knew that he played for the Bucks because I did my research before the NFL started to see if he got picked up by someone. But I do feel like it hasn't been announced anywhere. Is that just because he's a free agent and nobody cares? Or is there like...
It was there, but it was mostly on Twitter.
Okay.
Just, it was not like a news. It was...
Yeah, it was just like
that was it.
Silent news.
Silent news. It was noted, but without anything else. Like,
yeah,
I signed him. That was it. And I just checked when it was roster cuts. And I checked that he did not get cut at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, he didn't get cut. But he's rotational, right? He's not going
to
every snap. But
but like this shows that he is a very good D-line.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do stuff.
He does his assignment. He's not a star per se, but I mean, he's reliable now.
Yeah.
He has been for a long time, so...
Yeah.
It just means that you can be gay and you can be D-line.
Yes.
He's my role model.
Yeah.
I'm gay and I'm D-line. Yo, Carl Nassib. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. Yes. Baker Mayfield sucked dicks again, basically, because he lost the Giants, and Giants are 2-0. See what the change of head coaches does to people, to Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
It's not a big difference, right? It's 19-16. It's like field goal game, right? And one score.
This is like field goal game.
Yeah.
Really.
But
of kickers.
Let's talk about first of all, the game was pretty boring.
Yeah.
It was kind of in the beginning, it was very disastrous. I mean,
they fumbled the kickoff.
Yeah. That's
they fumbled the kickoff, and it was a fumble recovery. Like, that's just like the worst way to
start anything.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even know what to say. My notes just says Panthers sucks, because they weren't able to do anything. And also Giants is 2-0 after this game.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Exactly.
Really?
Nobody.
I mean, and that also just tells you how badly it is for the Panthers now. Like, you lose to Giants, you lose to Browns. It's like, this is not good.
This is absolutely not good.
Somebody did a bad decision.
Somebody did a horrible decision, I would say. I mean, you have either Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold isn't even playing now.
So basically, you have to go with what you have. And I do not think that Panthers can roll up with it. Like, Matt Rhule should go. He should have gone forever, seriously. Because at this point in time, when you're 0-2, and it looks so bad. It looks absolutely hopeless. Panthers are actually new Jets. If if you ask me, because you just,
oh my god,
it's absolutely uninspiring team.
Yeah,
nothing happens, nobody does anything. I mean, I feel bad for Christian McCaffrey because he should have a ring, but he will never get there with Panthers.
No, he needs to change teams.
Yeah, that's exactly that. Oh, by the way, Cam Newton retired or not officially?
Not officially, yes. I think.
But I think unofficially he's done.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for him to be picked up now, I think.
I mean, yeah, because he was last year Panthers quarterback and it didn't go well, I'd say so.
The problem is, actually, that is the problem for Panthers.
Yeah.
Like, they've changed their quarterback every year. Yeah. They've been through so many quarterbacks.
Like, and new Browns.
If you do that, then there will be no consistency. Like, you have to have a shitty year with the quarterback, but you have to have the guts to do what Lions are doing now with Goff. Like, just trust that he will make it better. And I mean, not everyone can have a good quarterback at the very beginning of the season, but you have to put more trust. And you can't change every year. It's not gonna make it better.
Absolutely.
Because then everyone has to find their new rhythm every year.
But you know, I think they're thinking we have to try out many, many quarterbacks, and they are hoping for some sort of star that nobody, or career revival. Like, for example, right, that they have something to prove, they have a chip on their shoulder, blah, blah, blah.
But it only works for one game and then they're done.
Yeah, then they're done because it's not sustainable at all.
And currently for Baker Mayfield, he hasn't even been able to win one game.
Absolutely not. And he just cannot. Just give up. And, you know, if Baker Mayfield would have a career revival, Panthers is the last team where he could do that. Because, I mean, it's worse. It's worse even than Browns at this point in time. But Daniel Jones, good for you.
Yeah, definitely.
See, something changed in his brains after he got concussed. Sometimes... probably concussion gives you a new inspiration. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a new head coach.
That can also be effectful.
What I like to see is Steelers losing to Patriots 17-14. And it was an absolutely boring game. Absolutely nothing happened. And
so boring.
There, she would be, cool. I mean, but it was a fuck, seriously. It was absolutely...
Ooh. Yeah, I have...
Similar teams.
I've written boring game.
Yes.
And JJ Watt is out. And I mean, there was a two-point conversion. That's the only fun thing that happened during that game. And also Fitzpatrick had another interception, which he has a good season though. But it's too bad he is the only one at the Steelers defense having a good season.
See? See how it works. It works badly without JJ Watt. JJ Watt is actually one who's taken the whole defense on himself.
Yeah.
By disrupting the pocket and bringing the pressure.
Yeah.
Look at Mac Jones. You cannot expect fun games from him.
No.
It's gonna be methodical in a way, because it's like Bill, he tells him what to do. Mac Jones does absolutely what he's been told. That's it. No fun game. There is nothing too fun to watch. It's just, I tell you, he's a perfect game manager. That's it. It's not Josh Allen where you're looking at like, wow, dude, you're fucking insane, seriously. No, Brock would be a librarian. And do the same shit with the same face all the time. I don't know how he was. It's something else. But yeah, I'm glad Steelers suck. And I think they're gonna get their revenge at Browns because they play tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see that. I'm pretty sure the Steelers are gonna win, but that's another story. The games is outrageous. And I think it's a karma. It's a karma thing here. You just don't get rid of your kicker in the beginning of the season. No.
It's so stupid.
It's like yes.
Okay, so he missed one field goal. They didn't even lose.
It was a tie.
I mean, I get it if he botched everything and everything didn't go and they lost, but they didn't even lose. So this is major karma.
It's major karma for Colts. Because they got shut down. Absolutely.
Yeah.
24-0 against fucking
Jaguars.
It's Jaguars. bro. 24 points for Jaguars, man.
It's incredible. And I mean, because I mean, Trevor Lawrence actually has very good stats in this game as well. It's like, it's so strange.
And Jonathan Taylor was actually also shut down most of the game. And I understand that they didn't have Michael Pittman, who got injured previously.
But
Matt Ryan, have you seen Matt Ryan doing stuff? It's so bad. Like, Matt Ryan, you retire now. Like,
please.
Go away.
Please.
Because you cannot do shit. You can say, yeah, okay, he's an old quarterback. He's an experienced quarterback. But if you think about it, he's an old quarterback who played for what? Atlanta Falcons. For the teams that actually fucking lost after being 28-3.
Yeah, so he's never...
He's not
never
alive, even.
Been up there.
No, he's not even there. What do you expect?
No.
Philip Rivers was better.
I mean, he had so many interceptions during this game, too. It's like, I've also said, like, Colts basically suck and Matt Ryan is not good anymore.
How do you think Colts feel right now?
I don't know. You shouldn't have a shutout against a team like Jacksonville. I get it if it's a better team, but it's like one of the teams that have been in the bottom for the last couple of years and have had so many issues, and their defense is not this good.
No.
Their defense is not a shutout defense.
No. Like, and yet.
Really?
And yet we have a huge difference. It's not even 3-0. Right, like it was Saints Bucks, right? And here it's 24-0.
Yeah.
And Colts right now is 0-1-1, which is weird way to start the season on. I wouldn't be very happy with that.
Gonna be Lions.
Yeah, so they basically made two mistakes. They got Matt Ryan, first mistake. Yeah. And second mistake, they cut the kicker.
Yeah.
Now suffer for the rest of the season. You're ruined.
Bad karma for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I was impressed because Jonathan Taylor can do something out of nothing, but apparently not.
Not everything.
Not everything. I mean, he cannot carry the whole offense.
No.
Well, Colts, I don't like you anymore. Sorry. On the other hand, it's a very entertaining game. Probably my favorite game of the week. It's Dolphins Ravens. Ravens did the same mistake as Browns did.
Yeah.
They got really relaxed because they had like 7 points in the first quarter, 21 points in the second quarter, 7 points in the third quarter, while Dolphins managed to get 7 and 7 in second and third quarter. And then 28. 28.
Yeah.
It's four touchdowns. Four. Two
in one quarter.
Six touchdowns. Yeah, six touchdowns. And Tyreek Hill got 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is such a fun game.
Yes. I wasn't mad at Lamar fantasy-wise.
No.
Then I started Tua for Maria because apparently Dak is out, right? And she was like, first two kind of quarters, she was like, yeah, I'm not going to score any points on fantasy. And then,
boom.
She's a fan. And it was very entertaining. It was very entertaining when you see how they actually gather like themselves and deep stuff against Ravens, who were like really dominant, and they were all over the place. Lamar running, Lamar throwing.
I mean, yeah, because this is just like one of those games that if you want to watch a fun game, this is the game you watch, because it was like from the beginning till the end, it was just so much stuff happening, and they opened the game with the season's first like kick return touchdown.
Yes.
Which is just like, it set the whole mood of the game.
Yeah.
Like, this is gonna be a crazy game. And then they have Lamar Jackson running for like 70 plus yards touchdown, which is also like, what is happening? And then you have Dolphins actually pulling up like this. It's like insane. They were down, 21 points?
Yeah.
And in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
How do you manage to come from behind and like catch up 21 points?
In one quarter.
In the last quarter.
It's just, and
I mean, I've said, I still have my doubts about Tua, but but like, I don't know, in this game, he definitely proved that I might be wrong, and that his chemistry with Tyreek Hill is actually It's there. And he also used his other people. Like, there are good offensive players in Dolphins. But obviously, yeah, both of these teams needs to work on their defense.
Yeah, because if you see that score, yeah.
There's a lot of points.
It's 80 points. It's 80 points.
Yeah.
Altogether. Excuse me.
And Tua threw the ball 50 times. 50 times.
It's insane. And I mean, if you think about it, really, their nerd head coach must be onto something.
I mean, it's so that's also a part of the story that's funny. The fact that he has won their first two games. And he is such a strange looking man that looks nothing like a football dude ever. And it's so fun.
I mean, compare him to Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Just take those two together and set them against each other, and you're gonna be just amazed as everybody else here. Right, yeah, that shit is insane. I'm so impressed with that. But yeah, anyway, Rams Falcons, and you know what, Marcus Mariota almost led Falcons back.
Yeah, this was also a very good game.
I was pretty sure, like, Falcons sucked so much. They struggled. Let's be honest, they struggled really, really badly.
So badly.
And then they suddenly in the last quarter say just like, yeah, you know what, we can do that. And so
yeah,
and it was very impressive if you ask me, because I learned not to expect anything from Falcon whatsoever if they never existed in my universe.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But, not ever.
But let's agree on that, that they scored 27 points against Rams says something more about Rams than about Falcon.
Yeah, it says the fact that Rams is not where they were last season.
Yeah, even though with all those additions and, you know, all the stuff and going on.
Yeah.
So it's not what I think they're gonna trade for some sort of defensive players again, because they lost Von Miller apparently. And
yeah.
But you know what I do not understand is OBJ touring all the games around the country. What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. I think he wants to. I mean, he wants to play.
He wants to play. Of course, he's gonna play somewhere.
Yeah.
At some point in time.
But like,
back to Brown.
Obviously. No, that's not happening. He doesn't want to be there, and especially not when they're already losing.
Where is their drama again? Major drama again.
Yeah. And there was actually one very interesting thing that happened in this game that I have never seen before. And that's the intentional safety.
Yeah.
To use time. So the Rams, they did what I guess another team should have done, and they realized that there's too much time on the clock. They're very far behind, and instead of trying to go for it and not making it, they did like a backwards run where like the running back actually ran into his own end zone and then got like tackled on purpose, which is just, and he wasn't even tackled, he was just like tapped. It looked
like, oh no,
very strange. It was like, oh, I'm touching you in the end zone, you have the ball, and then it was a safety. So they took those 2 points,
yeah,
to run out the clock, and it was that's a very, very risky thing to do, because they could have made it, and then of course Falcons weren't able to like get there. They weren't able to close the game, which they could have, because they fumbled the ball instead. But there was still a chance for them to get it, because they got those 2 points.
Oh, they got
it. It was such a strange thing to watch.
But I mean, somebody invented the rule, because it's a it happened before, so somebody got to codify that and make it a rule after all. Insane. But yeah, I think Rams not going to be contenders this year, if you ask me, but it's my early season prediction here. Seriously.
Yeah, no, they're not. No.
And they're still good, but not good enough.
Agreed.
You know who's not good enough either? Seahawks. Suck again.
Basically. Yeah.
Versus 49ers, who lost Trey Lance. Because, you know, first you're hanging out with hookers, and next you basically, you know, break your ankle. That's it. And then Jimmy got back on the field in 27-7. So I think actually 49ers should be happy with the deal they got with Jimmy, because at least they have a quarterback who knows how to manage the 49ers.
I think it's good for them. I mean, they definitely did a good job this game.
Yeah.
Compared to, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't really hold anything against 49ers for the last game, because it, playing in the conditions that they played in was like insane. So I feel like Chicago winning that game, it's not really 49ers' fault.
No.
It's like, it's not something that they did very wrong.
It was luck.
No, yeah. But this game was really good. And I also felt like I saw the 49ers defense that everyone is talking about that I didn't feel like I saw last week. Because last week I was like, well, this is not so good. Why are people saying that the 49ers is so good this year and their defense is one of the best? Last week, I didn't feel like that was true at all. No, this week, I can see kind of what people are talking about.
On the other hand, it's noticeable how different game plan is for Jimmy and how different game plan is for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Because when it's Jimmy, more passing plays, more spread, and, you know, all those things that make him kind of effective in a way of very classic offensive scheme.
Yeah.
I mean, he was under Tom Brady, of course. He got to learn things, and he got to learn things just like Tom Brady.
Definitely.
Does it, right? And I can be harsh, which I am most of the time. but actually, that 49ers are way better with Jimmy than they are with Trey Lance. Even though they think that Trey Lance is going to be their franchise quarterback. And
yeah.
Of course, they hope to have like Justin Fields or Patrick Mahomes or you name it as their like ideal quarterback. But Trey Lance, as long as he's not living up to the promises, but...
Yeah, and also he has a long way back now.
I mean...
He's out for the rest of the season.
I mean,
and... It's only week 2, so that kind of says something about the severity of his injury.
Absolutely. Fractured ankle. It's not a joke. Never a joke. The sad thing is Bengals are 0-2 versus Cowboys 2017. So Bengals did not close things again. And Joe Burrow got sacked 1 million times again.
It feels so bad for him again this year, because last year I felt like stuff was actually going his way. And now I feel like we're back to where we were 2 years ago, and his O-line is just destroying him, and I'm scared for his injuries again.
I mean, probably last season they were just like felt bad for him, like, yeah, we ruined the guy, oh, we have to do better, we have to improve, and this year they are back to their old selves and more chill, and, you know, not trying even. Bengals play very badly, even though they have Joe Mixon and Jamar Chase, and they even had T. Higgins back. So the picture
is... I don't know, they weren't able to do anything.
No, and I would not say that Cowboys defense is good. I mean, yes, Micah Parsons, yeah, good, but Cowboys defense, everybody, linebackers had their sacks and, you know, and stops and tackles for loss, and...
Yeah.
And Bengals defense could not stop Cooper Rush, for fuck's sake.
I know, and it's like he did such a good job. I was kind of ruling Cowboys out after losing Dak. And so I am very interested in seeing what Cooper Rush can do and meeting other teams than Bengals, which is not having a good start of the season.
I mean, as you ask us in chat about what Jerry Jones going to do, because if they going to win without Dak, with Cooper Rush or whoever it is at QB in Dallas, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I love Dak.
Mm-hmm.
But if Dak won't win them games and other quarterbacks will win them games, will Jerry Jones be as faithful to Dak Prescott as he has been?
I don't think so. I mean, to a certain degree, yes. But on the other hand, if we understand that pretty perfectly, that Dak will yield a lot if you trade him.
Yeah.
He will give you a lot of draft picks. You probably get a good player. And things like that, especially if you get a good quarterback for cheap price or whatever. I mean, you can trade Dak to Seahawks and get a Metcalf in return.
That would be a very bad deal for Seahawks, but I mean, Seahawks have already done stupid things, but but I just can't really picture him anywhere else.
He's Dallas Cowboys for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
And
Zeke
also,
would be very sad.
Zeke would be so sad.
He just goes with him whenever
It would
Dak
be,
goes.
yeah, it would be like a 2-for-1 deal. If you
Or a lot of, like,
take Dak Prescott, you will have to get Ezekiel Elliott as well.
I mean, they don't work without each other, if you can
No.
see at the game. Like, it's either one or another.
Definitely. But although Zeke did have some carries this
Yeah.
game, did have like an okay game.
But I mean, yeah, 5 yards per carry, it's not bad per se. It's very good, actually. But oh well. I mean, it's something else, of course. The situation
Yeah.
with is something else every fucking year. Seriously. Every fucking year, something else. Especially when everybody gets hopeful that
Yeah.
they'll manage to do something, that Cowboys will be there, that Cowboys go to playoffs, right? And then again, absolutely nothing happens. Dak gets injured, Zeke gets injured, or whoever gets injured. That's a disaster. But
yeah,
I'm very sad and I'm very worried for Baby Joe, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. And also, you could see he was so annoyed during the game. Like, he was so tired of the whole thing. And then I kind of fear like he will just give up
at some point in time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you give up if your offensive line
keeps?
Behaves like that?
Yeah.
He cannot run from 5-man rush. You cannot, because he just eats your life. That's a point. I don't know. As well, he at
yeah,
this
it's a
point
rough
in time,
time.
He can play without offensive line at all. They don't do shit. Bengals also go to the pile of bad decisions.
Definitely.
Probably one of the most boring games I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is just there. It's just
16-9. Russell
there's
Wilson
one touchdown.
Deal was not a good deal.
Yeah.
If you just look at the statistics, Russell Wilson completed 14 out of 31. It's less than 50% of his balls. So
yeah, it's not good. And also this game,
yeah,
there's one touchdown. There's one touchdown. The rest is field goals. There's six field goals in this game. And that's not why we watch football. It's fun when the field goals is very relevant to the game, and it's in other games where the field goal is actually the like winning thing, then it's fun. But I don't want to watch a game that's only field goals.
They just go to the field goal range, and then they just go back to the field goal range, and you know, never ending story. But
no.
I like how Broncos fans just booed, just like a booing the whole thing. They booing the Russell, like Russell Wilson players, everybody. And you know what? Remember the price for the ticket to that game?
Yeah.
If you pay that much money, you don't need to watch this, because it's offensive. I would ask for a refund, because this shit is absolutely horrible. I don't know. Do you think that Russell Wilson will work eventually in Broncos or not? Is it going to be story?
No.
Okay.
No. With this start, I don't think so. I mean, yes, they won this game, but it was not a good game.
No.
It's like, there's nothing to be proud of here.
Absolutely not.
So compared to the Chargers-Chiefs game, which was a very good game, and there is a lot of stuff to be proud of, even though they lost. This is
like the
a winning game, but it's a shitty game from both teams.
So like, if you want to sleep and you suffer this, you know, it's a game.
Watch this
game.
You're
gonna be
fest.
Asleep in no time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've already used too much time on this game.
Let's go to the games that I was super mad about, because I was pretty much sure that Kyler Murray is a joke and all that. And it was really bad, because like Cardinals Raiders, it was really bad, because in the first half, Raiders were firmly, it was 20-0.
Yeah, this was also one of those games where you were like, this is gonna be a done deal.
Right
and
away.
And then something weird happened.
First quarter, Cardinals out of the blue, 16 points. So they went to overtime.
Yeah.
And we all know that Kyler Murray likes to choke, pretty much so. I mean, I still laugh very much when I see him in comparison to Lyman, you know. It's I know
he's
I'm
so small.
person, but it's so funny. It's like a
Yeah,
kindergarten.
and also I feel like this, we've all seen this clip now from this game of him running around for like 20
20 seconds.
seconds. 20 seconds is a lot of time in American football for one play. And it just looks so strange. Like he runs back and forth. And I don't even understand, what is the D-line? What is the offense? The rest of the defense, what are they doing? I get that like the secondary is actually holding on to their receivers and stuff, and that's why Murray is running around. But I think at one point, like the O-line and D-line, they just stood there like hugging each other because they're so tired of running around.
They were so fascinated by the dude running with the ball back and forth. They're like, what the fuck is doing? It's been forever. Do something.
It took forever. Do something. Just like play the ball. Why don't you?
Nobody in American football can play for more than 20 seconds. So.
No, it's way too long.
Yes.
And yeah, this was just an insane second half, basically. Second half.
I like the Twitter, because the Twitter was in the first two quarters. It was like, Cardinals are probably the worst team in the NFL right now. And I was like, yeah. But yeah, whatever. I have other candidates. But then, second half, everybody is like, probably Cardinals are not that bad after all.
Yeah. And they had, because they were under, they had a lot of points to gain, and it shouldn't be possible. And they had two points conversion go their way. And then, like, in the last seconds of the game, it was just a crazy, crazy game.
It was an insane game, because I was all critical about Kyler Murray's decision and Kingsbury play calling, and you know how I feel about Cardinals, right? And JJ Watt was playing, though he didn't do much, because from the tape you can see that his effort is not there anymore, because
no,
he doesn't do that anymore as he used to do. Still does the assignment, right? But no plays that we are used to see when we think JJ Watt. It's more like TJ Watt here and now. He's fine. JJ Watt is his older brother who should actually retire. Let's be honest, because at this point in time, he has moves. Sorry about
true.
That. Body shame here in the chat, but yeah.
And I just have to say that I love the fact that Raiders have lost their two first games. It gives me so much pleasure to see. And
you're a bad bitch, you know that, all right?
Yeah, but I mean, they're divisional rivals, and in a very tough division, I gotta get what I can get.
I actually was happy for Lions, even though they are divisional rivals for Packers. Can you believe?
Yeah, but they're not gonna win.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
They're divisional rivals, are they really?
Are they really? Who knows? I mean, with Packers being Packers right now, I mean, they won over Bears, of course, 27-10. They decided not to break my heart.
Anything else would be a disgrace.
Anything else would be disgrace. It would be a total disgrace. I would just disown him.
Yeah.
I mean, they pretty much heard me saying, like, burn the Green Bay and burn me with Green Bay, us all together, just, you know, in one place, because it's unbearable to watch. But you know what? Yeah. Alan Lazard came back.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers trust him pretty
yeah.
much.
Sammy it Watkins, shows.
Yes. Sammy Watkins had 3 receptions, but for 93 yards. 93 yards. And the running game. Look at the running game.
Aaron
Jones, 132 yards for one touchdown. I mean, that's not bad. That's finally good. Something. But I still have not forgotten. I have not forgiven them for what the fuck they did previously.
Yeah.
But it's Bears. Aaron Rodgers still owns Bears.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a textbook game by Packers. It's like...
versus Bears. Yeah.
It just... went the way it's supposed to.
I don't know. I have nothing to say about the game, but it was classic Packers. It was classic Packers as they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
And of course, there was no Davante Adams, who actually has 0-2 record right now, and Packers have 1-1. So, yay. Good. Good. I just hope that they keep going. Anyway, Titans gonna suck. Badly, because in the third quarter, they let Malik Williams out, which tells you about Ryan Tannehill position right now. A bit.
Yes.
Bills, no questions. 41-7. Seriously, 26 out of 38. Josh Allen, 317 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
I mean, this is their Super Bowl year. This is as ready as they can get.
I played against Sandra in fantasy, and she had it really, really bad because I was Browns. I was pretty sure that I'm going to win because her players were bad. And the only person who left was Stefan Diggs. That bitch won the whole thing for her.
Yeah.
Like, 148 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. Of course, he scored 40 plus points.
Yeah.
Very offensive. Very offensive. Titans, they broken. They broken. There is no Derrick Henry in Titans anymore. There is nobody.
No, there is nothing.
They're not Titans anymore.
I mean, it's not good when you change your quarterback mid-game.
Exactly.
Just because, not because of injuries or anything, just because.
Because you have to. Because it's so bad, you kind of have to.
It's sad because Tannehill was going somewhere at some point, and then I don't know, it just stopped.
But I mean, neither him nor Williams did much because as you can see, it's 3 scoreless quarters.
Yeah,
and defense apparently could not do shit either. So 24 points in the third quarter. Wow.
Yeah.
But gladly so, Eagles over Vikings 24-7, and as I seen on Twitter, like. Somebody tweeted that America has no infrastructure to host Bills Eagles Super Bowl because it's gonna be
God no.
Just imagine that for a moment. It's gonna be something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but Eagles doing a great job and Kirk Cousins eats shit.
Surprisingly,
because Kirk Cousins, as everybody pointed out, he cannot do primetime games. He just cannot.
No.
He could not connect with Justin Jefferson, and Justin Jefferson.
I know.
Instead of time, he's open. He's open. You could see it during the game. He was open so many times, and Cousins decided just that he's gonna throw somewhere else or throw it away.
Yeah, this whole game was just bad for a while. And again, the Eagles defense is not this good.
I have to get Dalvin Cook out of my fantasy team because he does absolutely nothing despite projections.
Yeah, and but that's also another thing though, because Dalvin Cook is a very good running back.
Yeah, but he got.
Please give him the ball.
I don't know what they are trying to do. What they are trying to do, because their running game was pretty, solid all the time, and they managed to do things, and they have good receivers, and they have Adam Thielen, they have Justin Jefferson, they have Dalvin Cook, they have Madison. You have options. You can hit the ball. You can throw the ball depending on your opponent. Right, all the things, and then suddenly out of the blue, Kirk Cousins just ruins everything because he can do so. But do you think Vikings moving on from Kirk Cousins anytime soon?
Questionable.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe if he has a bad season this season, like if there are more games like this, then yes.
I mean, they haven't been any good for a long time.
I know, but I feel like Vikings, they just trust him. He is their quarterback, but I don't know. It's probably not a good idea.
You have to change something, I guess, because if you have all the ingredients and something is not cooking right, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's a kind of bad thing.
Then you need to do something.
Before we move on to the predictions, Maria asked us to talk about how good she was at speaking, because week 2, both of you and I were 9-7 in our picking. And somehow in total, I'm 18-14, you're 14-18. Wonderful, right? And Maria is 12-4 this week. 12-4.
Yeah, but her picks are lucky picks. Really, this week she picked all of those games that were like the games where people who weren't supposed to win won.
Yeah.
Like, really. And so she got so lucky. Lucky this week.
So Maria, it's not because you're smart, it's because you won. That's it. So you're not better than us. It's just better luck. We're gonna catch up.
Yeah,
you're gonna do it. So don't think highly about yourself yet, maybe. Anyway, week 3 going up. Steelers Browns. Tickets are as low as 101. And Lions in Cleveland, and I don't trust that fucking line. So, but I cannot pick Steelers either. So Browns, it is for me.
This is super hard.
And it's very awkward. I'll even get my list and I just write it down.
I mean, really though, I don't want to choose any of these teams.
No, but choose wisely.
Yeah.
It is so, here. Yeah, logically.
So this is a way for me to gain points or lose points, because I know that then, so you chose brown.
Yeah, because I cannot choose
Maria two. Will not choose browns.
No. I mean, she's not mad at them because Baker Mayfield. I just...
So then I should choose Steelers because I need more points than you.
Okay. I have to tell you, I ruined... Maria has a favorite country singer, Morgan Waller. And I ruined him for her because Morgan Waller turned to be one of the good Baker Mayfield personal buddies. And I told her about it, and she's now ruined. And she's like, ew, I could live without that. But yeah, now she knows that her favorite country singer is a friend of Baker Mayfield. So you're very welcome, Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Games. Texas Bears, CKSR as low as 106, lining in Chicago. I don't know.
I mean, this is also...
Same. I mean, I'll probably go with Bears.
Yeah, me too. Just because they won one game and Texans are just doing horribly.
I mean, they're not doing horribly per se, because... you can see as a change, the positive change, but I don't think they're doing enough now. But I mean, this game could like end.
It could go both ways.
Yeah.
And also, it I mean, we need to check the weather because it's in Chicago.
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy and kind of coldish. Mm. So you go with Bears too.
Yeah.
Right. Next is Raiders, Titans. Tickets are as low as 48. And Nashville, Tennessee line is on Raiders. Oh, yeah, that's a simple one. Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going with Raiders too. Even though I just said I want them to lose all of their games.
Yeah, but, you know, against Titans, seriously.
Yeah.
Bro.
If they lose against Titans, I'm going to laugh so hard.
Chief Colts, 70, tickets as low as 70. Line, of course, on Chiefs. And then this one is also simple.
Chiefs, obviously.
I mean, because Colts now have...
They're going to be damage. 0-1-2.
Yes. Bills Dolphins, tickets are as low as 144, right? I mean, I go with Bills. I don't believe that Dolphins gonna win this one.
No, I mean, they're on a good roll, but they've not met the opponents that
I mean, Ravens are not a bad team, but Ravens are not at the same level as
no,
Bills.
No,
but it's gonna be funny if Dolphins manage that one, and then I mean, then we kind of have to talk about Dolphins.
Yeah, if Tua manages to win against Bills, I will acknowledge him.
I will bless him with my acknowledgement.
Yes.
Yes. She's like, now you even gonna learn.
Now I see you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn his last name.
Next game is Lions Vikings. Tickets are as low as 33, and I totally agree with that price. You know, I'm going with Lions. I don't know.
I want to go with Lions too.
But you have to pick up your.
I know, but I don't think this is the game. Like, I see that the line is on Vikings, but I think that Lions, after winning a game, they want to prove that it was not just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And they want to win another game. So I'm gonna keep going with Lions.
Okay. Are you stealing my picks again?
Looks like it.
Yeah. Next is Ravens Patriots. Tickets are as low as 136. Line is on Baltimore. And here, so you don't steal my pick, you get to choose first.
I'm going with Ravens.
Okay. Just then because I also have to go with Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, Ravens are scoring way more than Patriots.
I mean, Lamar Jackson versus Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Great. Bengals Jets. Tickets are as low as $30. Line is heavily on Cincinnati. And you know what? I don't know.
Oh my god. Are we seriously even discussing this game?
We do.
It's such a weird place to be where we're discussing Bengals, Jets, and we're even questioning who's going to win.
Yeah, but Bengals are 0-2 and Jets are 1-1.
I know, but...
Browns offensive line is not too shabby, so it's way better than Bengals. They are pro bowlers there. Good offensive line.
Are you going to go with Jets?
I think so.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bengals. I will not give up on Joe Burrow.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah. Next game is pretty easy. Eagles, Commanders, tickets are as low as 89. Easy peasy.
Eagles.
We do not support Commanders anymore. So.
No.
Next game is... This week are games that you cannot pick anyone because it can go...
Don't want to pick either.
No. It's Saints, Panthers, tickets are as low as 36. And I'm... Saints, of course, but bro, it can go
worse. I mean, Yeah, it can go both ways, but I don't think so.
Then Jaguars, Chargers. I mean, tickets are as low as 16 at SoFi Stadium. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't go. Yeah, 16 in the seat, right? Steph is like, be right back, booking the tickets.
I mean, that's shockingly low, though.
They're shockingly
for
low.
For LA.
But wow. I think you, of course, go in with
of course.
Jaguars. Maria is going with Jaguars for sure.
That's such a betrayal.
Such a betrayal. Yeah, I mean, you clicked off us last week, both of us.
I will always choose Chargers, and we don't know yet if Justin Herbert will play.
Tentatively, but we don't know.
I think they're saying probably he will play.
I mean, pack him into the rib cage. Don't let the beautiful doctor touch him. You're good to go. Right.
As long as the O-line is fairly okay with their ankle injuries.
Rams Cardinals, tickets are as low as 21. It would be a fun game to watch, actually.
Rams?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. You know what? For the sake of being crazy, I go with Cardinals.
Yeah, I just wanted to pick the opposite of you.
Falcons Seahawks, and tickets are as low as 82. Line is slightly on Seattle.
Sure.
I go with Falcons.
I go with Seahawks.
I mean, I went with Seahawks last week.
Yeah.
See how it ended. Packers Buccaneers. In Tampa, tickets are as low as 197. That's what you pay for watching Tom Brady, basically. But I'm going with Packers.
Wow.
Not a question. Without Mike Evans?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, you wanted to pick up something opposite of mine, so you're kind of stuck with Buccaneers right now.
I mean, I don't want to win that bad.
You have principles.
This is also a very hard pick, because I don't want to pick either of these teams.
Let's do the tie.
Okay, I'm going to pick Bucks just because.
You're supporting Tom Brady, all right?
No.
You're supporting an old insane man who losing it and gradually becomes Antonio Brown. 49ers Broncos, tickets are as low as 153. I mean, I go with 49ers. I don't believe in Wilson anymore.
I agree.
And then you have Cowboys and Giants, and tickets are as low as 120. And you know what? I'm going with Daniel Jones. And you, of course, going with Cowboys.
I am.
Your favorite?
I didn't believe in them last week, and I won. And
then right now, I think,
and it would be, it is a crazy world if the Giants are 3-1 or 3-0.
It's going
to
be a crazy world. But it's NFL, you never predict anything.
Such a crazy week.
I mean, this week is probably going to be very boring, because if you see it at many games, like seriously, Falcons, Seahawks, right? You have Saints, Panthers.
Yeah.
You have, Lions, Vikings, Ravens, Patriots. I mean, Texans.
There are a lot of games this week that I don't really care about.
No, still kind of have to watch it. Because time runs fast and it's already week 3. So, you know how it is. You know how quick it goes. That was it for today. And let's shame Maria once again for not being with us. How dare you, woman? How dare you? Thank you for being with us today again. And we hope to see you next week. Bye.
Bye.